Conference News. Three new members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles were sustained in this conference. Elder Ronald A. Rasband. Elder Ronald A. Rasband was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, on February 6, 1951. He has loved Jesus Christ since he was little and listened to his mom read scriptures and stories about Jesus. When Elder Rasband got his mission call to the Eastern States Mission, he was disappointed. He had wanted to go to Germany like his father and brother had. He prayed to feel okay about his mission call. After his prayer, he opened his scriptures and started reading. The scriptures he read, Doctrine and Covenants, section 100, verses 2 through 3, and verse 5, let him know that his mission was exactly where Heavenly Father wanted him to go. After that, he was excited to serve a mission. He also learned that the scriptures could answer his questions. He went to college at the University of Utah. Later, he became the president of a chemical company. In 1973, he married Melanie Twitchell. They have 5 children and 25 grandchildren. Elder Rasband served in many callings before becoming an apostle. These callings helped him to learn to rely on Heavenly Father. His favorite thing has been to meet church members around the world. Elder Gary E. Stevenson. Can you imagine being bishop of the whole church? That was Elder Gary E. Stevenson's calling before he became an apostle. Elder Stevenson was born in Ogden, Utah, on August 6, 1955. When Gary was young, his father was a bishop. Gary often went with his father to visit widows in their wards. By watching his father, Gary learned to care for others like Christ would. Elder Stevenson served in the Japan Fukuoka Mission. After he got home, he studied business at Utah State University. In college, he met Lisa Jean Higley. They were married in the Idaho Falls Temple in 1979. They have 4 sons and 6 grandchildren. Before he became a general authority, Elder Stevenson helped start a business that made exercise equipment. He served as a bishop, counselor in the stake presidency, and mission president in Japan before becoming a member of the Quorum of the 70. He was serving as the presiding bishop when he was called to be an apostle. What he learned as a child continues to help him love and serve people around the world today. Elder Dale G. Renland. Before Elder Dale G. Renland was called Elder Renland, he was called Dr. Renland. That's because before he became a general authority, he was a cardiologist or heart doctor. Elder Renland was born on November 13, 1952, in Salt Lake City, Utah. His mother and father had moved there from Sweden and Finland so they could be married in the temple. At bedtime, Dale's father often read a Finnish poem about a farmer who shared grain with a neighbor. It taught Dale how important it is to serve others. When he got older, Elder Renland served a mission to Sweden. Elder Renland and his wife, Ruth Libert Renland, have 1 daughter. They are a very close and loving family. When their daughter was 4, Elder Renland sometimes took her home teaching with him. Later, their family liked to learn about different countries by traveling together. For 5 years, Elder and Sister Renland served in Africa. They learned from the great faith of the church members they met there. Wherever he goes, Elder Renland teaches people to keep trying and to believe in Jesus Christ. Elder Dale G. Renland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. His middle name, Gunnar, means brave soldier. Moved to Sweden as a teenager. Worked as a heart doctor. Elder Gary E. Stevenson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Served as a missionary and mission president in Japan. Started a business making exercise equipment. Served as bishop over the entire church. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Was mission president in New York City. Has motto, it's people that matter most. Dedicated the first LDS church building in the Czech Republic. End of the article, Conference News. Read by David Shaw.